Access to health care has become even more essential in the last year as the pandemic has sent millions to the hospital in need of care and millions more to be tested. It has also highlighted existing disparities in access to care that there were before COVID-19 hit. A new report from the United Health Foundation shows us where we started and how far we have to go as we recover from the pandemic. The foundation just released its inaugural America's Health Rankings Health Disparities Report, which takes a close look at the disparities across race, education, gender, and geography in our country. Here in Arizona, leading up to the pandemic, we saw increasing food insecurity and child poverty, but also some bright spots, a decrease in avoided care due to costs for Hispanic adults, and a drop in infant mortality in that population. The American Public Health Association partners with United Health on its report and uses the information to guide their public health priorities going forward. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with the APHA Executive Director, Dr. Georges Benjamin, more about it and why they chose to look at health disparities to begin with.
Well, you know, you cannot improve the health of the broad population unless you deal with the pockets that we have of inequities in the system, because they drive your numbers. And so when you look at rankings, which the United Health Foundation has been doing for over 30 years, they decided to focus specifically on this issue of health inequities, not only because it's something that people are talking a lot about right now, but also because this is one way for us to actually drive health improvement throughout the country.
So let's look at this year's report. What are some of the broad trends that you were able to identify this year? Where are the areas where we see sort of the biggest disparities?
Well, you know, mental and behavioral health by gender, educational attainment, race, and ethnicity was a big issue. We still see deep and persistent disparities there. Wide and growing disparities in food insecurity, you know, most notably in American Alaskan Natives. That's an issue, as you know, when we talk about Arizona. Persistent and growing disparities in maternal mortality, which is a big issue. By the way, we know that in our nation, particularly if you're African American, that the mortality rate for mothers is going up. And then you issues around educational attainment and health, the linkage between your health and education, where there's a very, very strong linkage in our society. We found the issues there that needed to be addressed.
The biggest change, arguably, we've seen right to the healthcare system just in recent history in this country has to be Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and the opening of the marketplace for people to buy insurance, getting a lot more people on insurance than were before. What kind of big changes has that been able to make? If you see a dent in these disparities in some of these critical areas because more people are able to access things like preventative care?
Well, we know a lot of things. Some of these things are in our report and some of these things are in other places, but we know very clearly that we have made a dramatic difference in health overall of Americans because we've covered people. And we're seeing improvements in healthcare where people, you know, got access to care. So particularly in those states, there's a differential between those states that expanded Medicaid and those states that didn't. So, for example, Arizona was one of the states that expanded Medicaid. And, you know, it certainly makes a difference in healthcare coverage and, and costs.
How has the pandemic affected things? I mean, we're in the midst of, you know, 15, 16 months of this, and it's obviously a health crisis, but it's been a crisis for so many people on an economic front as well. Are you seeing increased disparities in certain areas, you think, because of this?
Well, we know that COVID took advantage of the fact, in many ways, of the people and populations that were already disadvantaged and had higher degrees of heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, diabetes. And those people, if they got infected with COVID, were much more likely to be hospitalized or to die sooner. So we saw African-American communities, Native Pacific Islander communities, particularly the Native American community, had specific disparities because of COVID-19. Also, part of that was because of their social situation. You know, those were our essential workers, and therefore they were much more likely to be exposed to a disease that you get from other people.
So it sounds like so many things, the pandemic sort of exacerbated issues that were already there, highlighted them.
It made them very visible. You know, people, no one can say they don't know now. And I think part of the reason that's important for a report like this is that you can't solve a problem unless you know you identify what the problem is. Then you can craft meaningful solutions for that once you know there's a problem.
So lastly, Doctor, the American Public Health Association uses this data to sort of guide decision-making going forward, right? To figure out what kind of public health improvements we should prioritize. What will you take away from this year's report going forward?
Well, we will take this report and we will look at the things that have not gone as well as we would like. And we will try to work with our affiliates in each and every community. We have an affiliate there in Arizona, of course, and try to encourage them to do more advocacy around supports for communities, policy development, and then to continue to track those numbers to make sure we're making a difference.
All right. Dr. Georges Benjamin, Executive Director of the American Public Health Association, joining us. Dr. Benjamin, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.